imagine that they would actually be converting anybody in the near future. Maybe, I don't know. I wanted to clarify a question which has been banding around lately, exactly the process of the role of Bezin in the process of Geirus, specifically in the tefillah of the Geirus, and the actual position where the Bezin has to place itself during during the time of tefillah. It's really based on the sugya in Yevamos. It's come to the fore now because Yevamos is in Daf Yomi learning Yevamos. Another reason why we discuss is other than the fact that Daf Yomi is learning Yevamos, and obviously we'd want to clarify this point based on Daf Yomi learning Yevamos. All of the reasons happen to be whatever. All the reasons happen to be circumstantial and not significant. Okay. Let's see the first page. Amar Rabba. So the first page is blocked off towards the bottom, which we saw this little more last week. Uvda Harabe Rebichia Bar Rebbe, Rebirsif Masli Rebirsif Bar Rebbe, Rebirsifah Masli Rebirsif Bar Rebichia. Rashi says that each one was adding another individual, so you have three individuals there. Thus the Kamei Ger Shemol B'Latavol, the person came, he done the Mila, not the Tvila. And, okay. I'm going to show you how to walk here, to stay here till tomorrow. And I believe that we'll be talking with you. Shoshana Minog, Tzlas. We see 3 points in this story. Shoshana Ger Tzarek Shloisha, the fact that the more stressing there were three people there indicates that we need three people for the Geras. Shemana Eino Ger Ashiyamovit, we need Mila and Tvila. Because there's an opinion on Mevo Manal, but said that Mila or Tvila is sufficient. So according to that opinion, what's the issue? He did Mila already, so no, you need both. Shemana Eino Tvila and Ger Belaila. Tvila. It can't be done at night time, so they wait till tomorrow. Now, if he could do it by himself, so why do they have to keep him there? Send him home. You know, go do it at home. Right? They had to stay for the use the Bezdin. My name is Shemron Nabin. I'm going to move him more than a little bit. I'm going to be a Rabbi. I'm going to be a Mishvah Ksibbe. So the process of Geras requires three people in the Geras. You need a Bezdin. Clearly, the more saying you need a bezin for the tefillah. We don't know whether there was a bezin for the milah, because the word says that he came already with a milah. Maybe he had a bezin somewhere else, maybe he didn't, we don't know. But the more, in the context of discussing the tefillah, the more says you need three people. Okay. On page 2, so the Mora says that they do the Milo, so we're looking for four lines on the top. Nisrapa, if he recovers in the Milo, Matilo Semiyad, we bring him to the Mikvah immediately. The Mora says, break it off further down, because we don't want to wait to do a mitzvah. So we look at the process of Milo, of Tefillah, of being regarded somebody as a mitzvah. Question, what exactly is a mitzvah? But it's a mitzvah. If you don't want, once you're ready to go, let's go as quickly as possible. You don't wait. Fine. So we're matzal mishnei tivin chavim and agabov. There's 2 tivin chavim there. When the Mora is going to ask why 2, Mora says you need 3. The Mora says that the correct version is 3. So the Brisa is equivalent to saying there was 3 tivin chavim there. When they don't say mixes mitzvahs kalos, mixes mitzvahs chamuris. Now we already said before that we tell them the mitzvahs. So we do it again at the moment of tefillah. Tov of all the Rehu Yisrael. See, when he went down and comes up, he's like Yisrael. The Chaldevarev. Isha, if it's a woman, Noshim Mashivas Yisrael B'mayim Atzavara. The women, other women there, the attendants, will place her into the water up to her neck. So just as her head is sticking out. Chedichamim Andalamim B'chutz again, which will be 3, like the verse, the word corrects later on, it's 3 people. Standing B'chutz outside. Medido saw mixes mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras, and we inform her of the mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras. So this Beis Din Gemara, we know you need three Dayanim. We know you need Beis Din. The more simple reading of the Gemara, the more says is that the place where the Beis Din stands is outside by a woman. Okay? And the more later on, we bracket off, the more corrects the number two to number three. So it's not an Eidus proposition, which with two people would be sufficient. It's a Beis Din proposition, Beis Din process. Beis Din requires three people. Okay? So the Gemara before said that Tevila is, it requires Beis Din, and now we're saying that even though it requires Beis Din, it seems to be the Beis Din can stand outside. Okay. But page number three, it's even more confusing. We alluded to this last week in Shir. Back it off towards the bottom. They refer to this person that he's the son of a non-Jewish woman. So Omar Ravasi said, I don't understand. Milo Tavla Lenitusa. She went to the mikra to be. The argument was apparently she had not been tevil. So he said, yeah, but she was tevil for Nidus purposes. She was acting as a Jewish woman, so she went to mikra for Nidus. That's good enough. Ahuda Bakarle Bar Armoa. The first name is a Bar Armoa, a son of a non-Jewish man. Amar Shemalevi Mila Tovah LeKiryomi. He went to mikvah because of carry, because of tumah. So he went to mikvah. So again, the Morris seems to say you definitely need tefillah, but these alternate forms of tefillah are sufficient to give the person the status of gerus. Okay, comes to us on the bottom. And he says, Milo Tavla Nidusa. Tema, so this Gemara is actually Memhema Beis. So we learned the Gemara is out of order. We did Memvoma Beis, Memsanam Beis, Memhema Beis. He says, Dharma Lakamon, the Ger Sarak Shloisha, the Mishra Ksiv Beis. The Gemara says later on in Memvoma Beis that the Ger requires three people. So how can, say, the fact they went to the Mikvah because of Nida, there was no Beis in there. So how would that be sufficient for gerus? The Philim on Dharma Bereish Sanhedrin, Dratara Chad Namikosha. So there is an opinion which holds the definition of a Beis Din, the rice is one person. So you're only three, you need one. It's still Mikawaka, Ain Derek Nosha, Malavi, Ishi, Mahan, Vishas Tvila. Woman goes looking for Nidus, she doesn't usually bring a man along to watch. So we have to assume there's no man there. Maybe women were there is a Beis Din of women. Mishan, a real law of woman is not acceptable for to use as a judge. Kitnan, etc., etc. So the women which are there with her can't count as a Beis Din. There's no Beis Din. There's no individual man there. I like that opinion. So how is this going to solve the problem? It says, how could you call this person? And having a non-Jewish mother, this non-Jewish mother had converted without a tefila. There was a tefila when she went to mikvah for Nida. There was no Beis Din, and tefila requires a Beis Din. V'yesh lo emar. So Tosfos answers.
Rabbi, I'm sorry if this is covered. Is the Beis Din required to have like an aedus that somebody actually went to mikvah, or is it?
Well, we're assuming that. We'll see along the way that. So the assumption is that the Beis Din is not for the purpose of Eidus, because then you need two Eidim.
Right.
Beis Din is the purpose of the more says because Mishpat Ksiva, the more those are from Pasuk. There's a din of Beis Din. B'yesh Loimar. Hide the bein and shloisha. Hide look at the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Tosfos says one Terence, which you saw in the Rosh last week, that the Beis Din's function is for Kabbalah Mitzvahs. I will love the Tefila. You don't need Beis Din for Tefila. That you have Tzidur Chum standing there by the moment of Tevila, that's not Ma'akev Bidi Heaven. As long as you have Beis Din for the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, everything else is fine. The Chachilu should have Beis Din for everything, but not Bidi Heaven. The Yesh proportion. Tessa brings a second answer to this question. The Kiva the Yadu the Kol Shatavla, Kilo Oimdim Shom Dami. You find a concept in halacha that in certain areas of halacha, Eidei Yediyah have the equivalent status of Eidei Re'iyah. If I have knowledge of something, so they have the equivalent status of Eidei Re'iyah as if I saw it. One example, the more in Shmuel, the more it says that there's two Gemalim together, Reuven's Gomel and Shimon's Gomel. They didn't see anything which, they didn't actually see one attack the other. So they saw them standing there, then they saw the damage, and it was impossible to have been done other than by this animal which was there. So they didn't actually see the damage. The word says that's called any idea. Any idea are valid. You can make the person pay based on any idea. Rav Moshe's famous tshuva, when he talks about Cholav Yisrael, he allows milk, Cholav Shal companies, as he calls it, company milk. So his argument is not that you don't need Cholav Yisrael, because that's mission in what is already, you need Cholav Yisrael. It's kind of the rabbanim, and you have to have Cholav Yisrael. Cholav Yisrael is defined in the mission, the milk which a Jew saw the milking. Rav Moshe's point is that Eidei Yediyah have a halacha bria. So the fact that we know that the milking was done properly is equivalent to witnessing with our eyes that the milking was done properly. So we fulfilled the cut of the chachamim of watching the milking by having knowledge of it. That's what Moshe's point. Moshe's point is not that you don't need to Cholav Yisrael. You would ask Moshe, Moshe would tell you this milk is called Cholav Yisrael. It's Cholav Yisrael milk. It's milk which a Jew witnessed that it's kosher, that there's no problems with it. The Jew witnessed the milking, that's a proper milk. So there's a concept called Eidei Yediyah. So Tosafot says, do you have Eidei Yediyah? The more uses Eidei Yediyah, the more in Makkos, the more says that what's the level of, the more it tells different things, how much you have to actually see. So in the average case, it's very simple to see. In a case of Zanus, I mean, what do you need to see if they're able to indict the woman or the man? Well, you have to see the actual act of cohabitation. But what do you need to see? So the more says, no. There's a point you can see which you can't see the actual. That's enough to know that they went all the way. You didn't actually see it. That's because we know that's going to be the result that point in time. So Tosafot says we know that she went. People know. So now this Tosafot seems to read that the purpose of Bezdin is for Yediyah. In other words, we're giving you. I just gave you three examples of Eidus. Right, so the purpose of Bezdin is for Eidus. Good, so everybody knows it's equivalent to Bezdin. Right? How did everybody know? I mean, women normally are master their Nidus Tefillah. So you have to understand that we live in a society which was not the society that they lived in. They lived in a society of Tumah Tahara. Right? So when one came in Neva, right, it wasn't a private thing. She couldn't touch your table. She couldn't touch your food. She couldn't touch your kid. Right? She touched your kid, you made the kid tame. So you made the kid tame, he now messes up your whole house, all your food. Right? So, either the woman took the kid and they went to a separate house. So the management that talked about a base nidus. They had a house for nidus. I mean, the reason why they had a house for nidus is because she couldn't live in your house. Like, she comes to your house, she sits down on the chair, you have to take the chair to the mikvah. So nidus was not a private. My wife asked me when Mashiach comes, will the Tumah Tahara be reinstated? I said, yeah. She said, you want me to wait for Mashiach after telling me this? We picture it, it's a little different than we picture it. It's not going to be necessarily so easy. So the woman knew a woman was Anita, and then she comes, and then she would go to the base tefillah, and she would very clearly tell people that she's now not Anita anymore because they needed to know that. It was a different type of it. Now it's done very privately, etc. That was not the reality. We needed to know that she went to mikvah. She's not a problem anymore. Okay. Tosafot says they knew. But Tosafot says either there's no requirement of bezin for tevilah. The main thing is bezin for kabbalas mitzvahs. Or yediyah is sufficient. So that's Tosafot's approach to the steer and the gemaras. So that's one approach. And the Rosh of page 4 says uses the same approach. The Rif on page 5 gives an answer. It's not very clear what his answer is, but we'll see how the Rishonim understand his answer. Let's see what he says. V'kashalucho. So he's quoting the Gemara over here about the story of the person going to the mikvah because for Nidus, so she's not, she's different, she's Jewish. You need three people for gerus. So there's only three people here. Look, Asha. Hodor of Asi, Rav Shimon Levi, is the Eved who. The saying over here is the Eved. That you say she's not, you can't give this woman a status of a non Jewish woman. She's a Jewish woman, Bidi Eved, which means the following. The conversation over here wasn't the woman, the conversation over here was the child. So you, sir, are the son of a non Jewish woman. So no, we have to assume that we don't pass on the son. Since the father or the mother had went to the mikveh, why is this woman going to the mikveh for nidus problems? She's not Jewish. Obviously, there must have been a bezdin in her history, some point along the way. So even though we do not know that firsthand that there was a bezdin, she doesn't have any documentation that there was a bezdin. The fact that she's acting with all of the rules of a Jewish person is indicative of the fact that she was migayeres. To allow at least this much that the child is not considered, you can't take the child who's been considered Jewish and make him not Jewish based on this issue. So it's a very limited application. We're not saying that the tefillah of the nida is the solution, because that requires a bezdin. There's no bezdin here. What we are saying is that the fact that she's doing it is indicative of the fact that she had a bezdin sometime in her past. And we're not going to be mad to her even based on that either. We're going to say that the child cannot be demoted from his status because of this rumor when we see she's acting like a Jewish woman. Even though we have no documentation. That's where the Rift learns the Gemara. So it's a totally different view of the Gemara than the Tosis. And his point obviously is, because you need a bezdin. You can't say the mikvah going to mikvah because Anita removes the bezdin requirements. The Rambam follows the Rift. Let's look at halacha vav and then look at halacha tes. Gershom mavul the tovel and mal in a gerach yomav yid. You need mil and tefila. It's our litzvah b'fnei shloisha. Tefila has to be done in front of three people. And since it has to be done for bezin, you can't do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov and not at night time, etc. Tes. We see that this woman is acting Jewishly, keeping all of the halachas. She goes to the mikveh. She does the mitzvahs, which are simply, women's mitzvahs are nida and chal, etc. She does those things. We see them acting Jewish. We assume they're Jewish. We know that they were not Jewish once upon a time. But we see them acting Jewish, we have to assume that there probably was a bezdin. This is the approach of the Rif. We don't have documentation, we don't have edus that they were megayer. We assume that they're Jewish. Now, even though we have this seemingly good proof, in Baal Yisar v'Yisrael em asinu sam achiv yawedim v'ashe yidu b'fanenu ho'ol v'huxuku akal. If they're going to come to marry, we're not going to allow that unless we have edus or they redo the gerus. So we're not going to give them a status of a non-Jew. We're not going to therefore impact the child if they touch wine. We're not going to make the wine usher. We will not give them a status of a non-Jew. We will not let them marry a Jewish person until we have edus. Why? Because we have no, and the edus will be that there was a bezdin, because there was no bezdin here. So the Rambam clearly learns that bezdin is ma'akev like the Rif, and the only way you can tell, and I need some type of documentation. I need edus that there was a bezdin, which I don't have. And especially page 7, the Beis Yosef points out this is the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Rosh on one side, the Rif and the Rambam on the other side, etc. Okay, on page if those of you did not, there's a mistake in the, this is an addendum over here, page 8A and page 8B should be replaced in your packet with the following. Please. So it doesn't have a copy, take a copy from here of 8A and 8B. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch does with this. So now, this is a discussion of, remember, this is a discussion you must have Bezdin. Tosfos is removing the requirement of Bezdin by Tefillah, either saying you don't need it at all, or you do need it, but Yediyah is sufficient. Where the Bezdin stands, we haven't discussed yet. And the Riff of the Rambam is saying, no, you must have Bezdin. Where the Bezdin is the next question. Okay. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and follows the language of the Rambam. So it says page 8a. Back it off by the bottom. We take the person after the person, case of a man. He's had his meal. We give him a valid tefillah. B'loy chatzitza, there can't be any chatzitza on the body, like a woman goes to the mikvah. You have to get a haircut. Until you have to cut your fingernails. It's much like a woman prepares to go into the mikvah. The ger would prepare for going to the mikvah.
It's talking about cutting all of his hair, right?
Yigalei Sarasov is debatable what the definition is. There's the some service says that the issue over here is, if I normally wear my hair at a short length, I should be wearing that, you know, because then what I'm planning to cut might be considered not part of my body. So if I'm normally wear the length X, if I have it right now longer than that, I should remove that. I'm not mechuyev to shave. Then there should be a total balding. V'shlosh tamid chachamim oydem al gabov. The three tamid chachamim there. Medinos mitzvos mitzvos kalos. Mitzvos mitzvos chamuris. Pam shniyah. We again go through the process of telling him the mitzvot, like we mentioned before. He's in the water, and then he goes down right after he's accepted the mitzvahs again. If it was a woman, so the attendants will place her in the water. Ad savora, up to her neck. But the yonim will be standing mibachutz, outside. So that's a quote from the Gemara. But the yonim mixes mitzvahs kalus. The Gemara, so far we're mamash quoting the Gemara, page number 2. In our packet. Yishev is b'mayim. Now, this is the next part is a quote from the Rambam. The Mor doesn't say this. V'chakat tevelis bifneihem. Shonar says she's in front of them. V'hemachzir b'neihem. Then they turn around. V'yotzim and they walk out. K'day shalom yiru esau k'shalom imehemah. In order not to see her. So the Rambam clearly is learning that there's some point where they're in the room. They're in the, because they see her. Nifnehem, and they have to then walk away, turn out, walk away, that she should be able to get out of the water. And they're sending the boots. What's the problem? Right. So the Rambam added, we don't have this in our Gemara. The Rambam added that it has to be in the presence of the Dayanim, and it's clear from the fact that he says Nifnehem, the fact that he says they have to leave in order to get her out of the water. Okay, that's Aloha Beis. Aloha Gimli talks about this belongs to the Riff and the Rosh and the Rambam and the Tosfos is the requirement of Bezdin for Tefillah Makiv. So he said like this: Kol Yonah Ger Bein Lohidiyah Mitzvahs the Kabbalah. Whether you're informing of the Mitzvahs Bein Amila Bein Tefillah, the Amila Tefillah Tzar Shiyu Begimbol Acherim Lodin. It has to be three people which are valid to use as the Yonah. The Yonah has to be done by day. Miyod Davka Lachaskilah. This is only Lachaskilah by the Yevon. In Lomol Itzobo Ela Bifnei Beis. Our krivim, there's only two people, so you have witnesses. Our krivim, they're related to the three people, but they're not valid dayanim. Ubalayla or nighttime. Feel the tovah l'shem geres ela ish tovah l'kiryot v'isha shatovah l'nidosa. Havi ger, but to be a service. So you don't have your bezin for the tefillah or the mila. Not a problem. Kutzvi Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Shemai Kavis, Imeinu B'yomu B'shlosh. Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that requires a best. And that requires me be by day. That's Makav even B'diab. Okay. Well, the Rifa Rambam. So the Shulchan Aruch presents the opinion of the Rosh and the Tosfos as his first opinion. Stop. He presents it as that's the is that that the, without attribution, that's presented as this is the halacha. Well, Arif, a Rambam, if you did it by nighttime or you did it without a bezdin, it's of three, it ain't good. Vas Yisrael, you can't marry a Jew. Avlim Nasi Yisrael, if you did marry a Jew, well, he gave birth to a child, but then we don't pass on the child. So this we saw this idea before, somewhere in the middle. But the Rambam and the Rif say that you. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions both opinions. So what's the opinion? What is the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch? So, at first glance, we have a rule. The Shulchan Aruch presents two opinions. It presents one opinion as Stam, one opinion he attributes. We pass on like the Stam. He's saying, this is the din, and so and so says that. That's how it usually means.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, it's either the Shulchan Aruch is passing, but he has it that no bezin for the tefillah is okay. So we'll see Ravadya and Ravadya Weiss and Ravadya and the Chuba mentioned that that's not so simple. If you look at the Stei Chem and we talk about the Klal Pesach, the Beis Yosef when he wrote his introduction to the Beis Yosef, he said that the three Amudei Harah are the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. All Allah really stands on those three pillars. Says, I will do the following. He says, whenever you have the three of them discuss the issue, and two of them agree, I will follow that opinion. So if you ever have the Rif and the Rambam against the Rosh, you're going to pass on the Rif and the Rambam, not the Rosh. That's what he says. Or the Rosh and the Rambam against the Rif, you know, whatever. That it's always going to be two against one. And here we have him, the Rosh on one side, the Rif and the Rambam on the other side. He's passing. So he says, that rule of attribution doesn't apply when he quotes the Rif and the Rambam. That's what the Stei Chem brings. Many Achronim say that. So you can't derive clearly where the Shulchan Aruch stands on the Bidyabed.
What does that mean? When he quotes the Rif and the Rambam, then...
In other words, when he says, well, by the way, the Rif and the Rambam is not like that.
Right.
He might be referring back to his rule that you have the Rif and the Rambam, you have to pass and like that. So we can't use the regular rule of Stam and name to this situation. It's not clear what the Shulchan Aruch is based on that. Okay, but we have now, but we, that being said, but meanwhile, we have over here, the Rambam added a whole new point of Bifneim, which we didn't see anywhere in the Gemara. Right? So where does that come from? So Arthur Nair makes a suggestion. Gemara, page number 9. The Gemara says, don't come along with me. But who's the Rambam of Hoysav is actually thought to be right into your loss. So the Rambam had this whole new line. The Gemara doesn't say that. Manir Li. The Aruch Hanir says, Yotzele Kain. Behold, the Ketanim, the Meshimen Oysu Atzavara, they put her up to her neck. Now, that's their argument, saying that they would usually be terrible, the Gemara says they usually be terrible in caves. The water wasn't clear, the water wasn't pure, right? So you're up to your neck means you were not visible. But why is it relevant? The Bezin stands outside. The same way the man they put it up to his saver says he's in the water, and they tell him. So a woman goes into the water with her attendants, Bezin standing outside, and she can be standing regular. Well, why do we need her to be up to Savara? Elevative nation, Srichim, at the end of the day, they have to come in. Okay, Srichim takes up tequila, but my. Come on, nation, Srichim, Bezin, Tilosa, come on, Beish. You need Bezin there, so they can't, that's the only way you can do it. So that's where the Rambam got this point that they can't send me Bechutz for the actual tefillah, they have to come in. This is how the Aruch Hanir says he feels the Rambam got, that was his source. I do want to point out that the Ramban takes issue with the approach of the Rif of the Rambam in the Gemara. The more important is that they're keeping Jewish customs, so we don't pick Shabbos. Why are you picking going to mikveh for Nida? We know he's acting Jewish because he's going to mikveh for Carrie. You know, he wears a garter. Like, you know, I mean, there's some more basic points we can use to prove his Jewishness. Right? So that's the difficulty he has with the Rambam. Okay. Now, so where do we go with this? So Rav Moshe has some interesting shubas. And I'm not going to have time to do the tshuvas inside. I'll just give you the two tshuvas. So the first tshuva is in Yerodei Chelek Gimel. The case is, let's just read the case. to page 12 of your packet. Var Gera show you something. They shloshed at the Yonim, shared them. There were three of the Yonim. She didn't know the Mikvah. They went into the Mikvah. Show you some others at the water. The woman was in her, up to her neck in the water. Macha show you a mokum sar, but it was a small area. They couldn't stand all three next to each other. They couldn't all get a glimpse of her head going into the water. The one was behind the other. So Ro Rakarishan, the Oman Eitz al Mikvah, the one closest to the Mikvah, saw her head go into the water. They couldn't see her head go into the water. They heard the water splat, the splash of the head going into the water, the splash of the head coming out. That was the case. So is that kosher? Ramosha presents a case to argue that since that this idea of any yediyah is sufficient, they know that she was tayvul because they heard the splash. Right? So that's Ramosha.
Make a splash without getting your head in.
Yeah, you know, that is a possibility. That is a possibility. I know, Dave, you're very big machmir. Right? You know, it's a good question. I don't have a good answer to the question. I bother with it also. But he brings a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that there's a din of the Edim when a person brings a get from the din of the Yam to Eretz Yisrael. So he has to witness it. He's able to testify about it. The Gemara says even if he doesn't actually witness it, he hears the Sefer writing and it's good enough. Now, what is the Sefer writing? Maybe he's writing something else, right? He's writing chicken scratch. The Gemara says kankamus is enough. So there is a madriga where we assume that this is probably what's going to happen because that's the scenario. What you're doing, that's probably what's going to happen. So maybe that's sufficient. I'm not 100% sure about that. I have the same question. But Ramosha builds this up and he passes the local Maisa that we're okay with this, that the Bezdin did not actually see the tefillah. Okay. Now, let's see the next. But there's another term for Ramosha, which is on page 14, which is from your day at Caleb Bays. So the case where this was written to Ramosha by Rabbi Yaleb Grossnas. Grossnas was the head of the Besdin in London. 50s and the 60s. Big Talmud Chacham. So the issue here was that the Besdin actually stood in the room next to the Mikvah, not in the room in the Mikvah. Case of a Gyaris, that's what happened. So Ramosha writes, so Rebbe writes, you don't have the bezin. You don't need the bezin in the same room. You don't need the bezin. The bezin's outside. That's good enough. So Rebbe says, so you're saying, tell me the chachila, the bezin should be in there, but the evidence is kosher. Says it doesn't make any sense to me. Well, let me start with that. She made an iku b'chashivas habezin. If the bezin can be outside, why in the world would Chazal set up a system of witnessing that someone just holding that sneeze? It's not a proper way of doing it. If it's not necessary, why are we doing this? So, from the fact, you know, they were nice holy Jews once upon a time. You know, nowadays we were very holy, but they were almost as holy as us, and they required it. So why do they require it if it's like it's not really necessary?
But the Gemara has something about chutz, doesn't it?
Okay, but the Rambam says you have me mifnim.
But it's not Chazal that did it. Chazal said about chutz.
The Gemara doesn't discuss where the tefillah is done. The Gemara says they tell it because it's mitzvahs mibachutz. Right. The Gemara never says yes or no about the tefillah. Right. So it's a blank.
Right.
But the Archner says the fact that the Gemara says that they put her up to her tzavar b'mayim means the Gemara is indicating that they had to be there. That's how the Rambam understands it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Right. So Rambam says so all of these rabbis who made it up, they made it up because they enjoyed this. You think the Rambam enjoyed looking at women? We really are tzniyas. We really get it. But the Rambam never didn't get it. Like, really, that's what you think? Obviously, the hell is necessary. So what's the answer? He says like this. So let's look at the bottom paragraph on the left, on page 14. The Rambam source. They don't have to see, they have to be there. Even if you're right. True. That's not called being there. Being terrible in the presence of the bezin doesn't mean putting them somewhere else. It means being there. The Maishtomi Mashaloy and the Tzarfen Chamisha Mecherezeh, Chamisha Mecherezeh, La Sarah, you have two rooms next to each other. It's not called a minion. It's called five people in one room and five people in another room. It's not a valid minion. It's a Gemara. And the Morris is a case, the Morris goes through scenarios and different examples of that. So, the Shavim Shneim Akarim is coming forth for Erevin Shom Shekhot Shavar Arvin Dvorim. The Morris says, the Gabi writing where you wrote the item. The Morris goes to forget. The Morris goes to a series of items that, you know, the Kenyan issues one to the other, it's two separate, distinct areas. So, if you tell me you require Bezin being there, they have to be in the same room. Now, Rav Moshe said, you know, the Bezin doesn't have to see it. Right? But Rav Moshe, I'll go upon it, but I'm going to show you Bezin and Chedera from the next page. The Gamla Rose at Tvila, ain't got Bezin and my Tvila. There's no Bezin over here. Cholefin Shanaim is a sort of Bezin. The Shah is a Tvila, Yerazem, but Loy Bezin. So there was no Bezin there. That's the Machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tosis. The Tosis of the Machlokes is Rishonim and Bezin, Tvila, Hulikuva, Shusek, and the Dinah. So you have to title again, Misafik. So how do you put the two rushes together? So, if you look at the dates, this tshuva was written earlier, and the other tshuva which you saw first was written later. So somebody said that's the Russia recanted. That's I don't know. I have a much simpler answer. That like the Russia says, we're talking two different things. One is talking about watching the tefillah. One is talking about where the bezin is. Even if you accept the bezin doesn't have to see the tefillah, which is what he said over there, hearing it is good enough. This case, where he doesn't even hear it, so that's he disagrees with Grossnas. The Bezin has to see it, but you'll argue hearing it is sufficient. But that's not to do with where the Bezin has to stand. That's Rambam's point. There's two different things. One is discussing where the Bezin. You have to be in the presence of Bezin. The definition of presence of Bezin is in the same room. And the Rosh over there is talking about whether Bezin. The case was the Bezin was in the room that you didn't see. Rambam says. You don't have to see as long as you heard is good enough. So the difference between the two is so obvious that I don't get anybody who would want to suggest that Rav Moshe recanted. But there's a tshuva written by Rabbi Fox says Rav Moshe recanted in the second tshuva from the first tshuva. And he holds you don't mean that Bezin can stand in a different room. I don't think that's correct understanding Rav Moshe. So the end of the tshuva, he says very very unequivocally. They were in a different room and they didn't see the tefillah. Vaishash on the Beshat tefillah of Amr b'Koram Shishmu Abezin Shemecheder Acher Shekvar Tovlo Akobas Seder. So maybe it let it work with Edus. So well, the woman was a woman and she wasn't Jewish. It was a bathhouse attendant who wasn't Jewish. So it's like, great, you know, like so it says this woman is not a Gerus. Lamed it says Enet Klum LeKuliyam. It's nothing. So the only way you're going to get this woman, she says she has to go to the mikvah again, etc. And she cares mechadish litvul with the bezin kedin. So Rav Moshe very unequivocally says the bezin has to be there. He says very clearly. I skipped a lot of pages on the tshuva. He discusses whether edus is sufficient, not sufficient. He comes out that edus is not sufficient. There's a din of bezin. So. What's the argument behind the din of Bezin? It's the following. I heard this rehearsal chapter, and it has a share in this. He quotes the Yeshua Yisrael, which was the Yeshua like Kutna. He was the Rav of Kutna. So he has a sefer on Chashim Mishpat, and he suggests the following. I've actually looked at it inside. I will not tell you that he says exactly those words, but I can hear where you could put that explanation into the words. He says, if you go back to our, you go back to our process of last week. We learned from Har Sinai, the Kaisa was Nicholas of the Bris. That's what we saw last week. It's a process of being Nicholas of the Bris. Being Nicholas of the Bris, you need two parties. Who are the two parties? So the Shasmar and Torah is a Kodesh Baruch on one side, and Kaisa on the other side. So the Jew here is he's the Kaisa part. Who? Where's the Kodesh Baruch? Elokim Nitzabadas Kelim. The Bezin is Elokim Nitzabadas Kelim. That's another part of the Bris. The two parties there is the Bezin on one side and the person. So you need Bezin to represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the transaction. Now there's another question. So it's not Edus. It's not a question of Yediyah. Right? Now we also need them to know because we like to know for sure that it happened. Right? So Bezin has to be there to be part of the process. And then we can discuss how much awareness a bezdin have to have of what happened to say that it was veiled. So that's sort of a chubas. It's so obvious to me the difference in the two chubas. Like I don't get anybody could like have the audacity to say otherwise. Now I want to point out, if you look at page 25, there's a modern sefer in Geiris from Rav Moshe Klein. Rav Moshe Klein is Rav Menashe Klein's son. He says apparently Rav Moshe in the second chuba was moderate. Now, and he says you can have the bezdin standing outside. So Rabbi Fox is in good company. Yeah. He actually quotes Rabbi Moshe Klein. I don't get it. I mean, I have to. I'm actually planning to write it up and send it to him. I don't get it. The two chubas, it's like so. They're clearly talking about two different things.
So he keeps talking about row, though. He keeps saying that they were in row and below row. He said both.
Because I could possibly argue that if I saw, so maybe that's also called my presence. Because that's part of the discussion in the middle. But the scenario which the people are suggesting now is that the whole issue is they don't want the bezin to see. Because they're back to square one. Who cares where they stand? The bezin is like, right? So the point was to have the bezin can stand outside and not see. As long as they hear, etc. That reverse is clearly saying is not an option.
The first shiva from Rav Moshe that we see here, not chronologically, but the first one, the three could not all fit in the room, but one of them saw, right?
No, they said all three were in the room, only one of them saw.
Right, so one of them did see, and right. The others heard. Okay.
Right. Okay, now Dayan Weiss, in Mitzvah Yitzchok, on page 18, actually raises this question, possibly, where, you know, can we... based on the issue of, you know, the riff and the rush, you know, against... That issue, how to shock our Paskins, can we say with the evidence kosher? So he says like this. So he says, number one, Bivali Belushim Safi, Chachil Shikhim Bazan Liris Beneyam Atvila Manch, Vloy Sagi Shavim Yuchus. Shavrosh Yasmin Divir Rambam, Shachon Earth, the Shulman says they have to be there. Yasmin Divir Yashas, Yavam Mistam Mazarma Bays, like the Arkhan there says. Fine. So we have the Arkhan there, but we're good. Habez, even Lohoya Tvila Tvila Bazan. Yeshua Zemachlok is a poiskim. According to the Tosfos and the Rav, it's kosher b'di Yevon. Rav Rambam is not kosher b'di Yevon. But that's the Tosfos b'stam tchila. Yeshua b'tam zeh tzvila that Shulchan Aruch poiskim katosfos. Our ain zeh klal borer b'divrei Shulchan Aruch. Kama shekazus teichemed. It says, like we mentioned before, we're not sure what the Shulchan Aruch stands at this point. She says, well, we could argue at least b'di Yevon. Oh, you like Yesh Loimar? Two more lines. But you have a kavod mahani masha amdu bezim b'machutz. The Tam Shekosuv, like Rav Gross now suggested, it was the same shaila he sent to Rav Moshe, he sent to Dayan Weiss. So maybe sending outside is good enough. Because Tosfos said that if everybody knows, it's called Tosfos gave two rules: either you don't need bezim for the tefillah, or you do, but everybody knows it's good enough. So they weren't in the same room as her when she went to the mikveh. They're outside. So apparently that's good enough according to Tosfos. But he's going to suggest that maybe the Rif of the Rabbah would agree to that. So he possesses that as a possibility. He says at the end, the Chachila, you need a Bezin to see the Tefillah Mamish. And the Bidi Abed, maybe we can what to be made. So he goes a little bit further than Rav Moshe at this point. He maybe allows the Bezin Mibachutz. Rav Avadya has a chub about it also. Right? So he brings... So what was the issue? This is when he was in Cairo still. This is in the 1947. He was the head of the Bezin in Cairo. Kahir was the Hebrew name for Cairo. And the procedure for Geiris, make sure picture Geirim in Cairo in Egypt in 1947, that the bezin would stand outside. And that the chuba over here is that acceptable? That's his question. So he says you could argue maybe the fact they stand outside is kilo, is if you, that they know about it. This Tosfos we just saw, right? He brings the Tosfos, right? So. It's as if they were telling Bifnei. I mean, give the example of the Gemara's where you see that Yediyah is good enough. Fine, that's what he argues a bit originally. He brings on page 21. He brings on the footnote the Michas Yitzchok Says the end of Mormon, I disagree. She called Ham Shomer, Mishnah Shem of Mai, Man of Savora, Kesha Yimshah, she uses the end of the best Tvila, Layuro, Aruma. In East Shane Circle, it comes to the base of Tvila. If you can stand outside, why are they putting her water down to her neck? Why did Shari Kosar Rama, Tvelas Rifneim, Vemachzir and Peneim, Yoitzim, Kesha Yerua, Kesha Talam and Amai. So the Rama is clearly learning. Remember, Diane Weiss was suggesting the Rama agrees outside is good enough. The Rama doesn't say that. The Rama says inside. So he doesn't accept that pshat. And he says, regards to Hudri Paschal, like he brings, so page 23, he said like this. L'chol ha-dibris, after all of the conversation, l'chila ein zozo l'dibri ha-poyske m'shulchan aruch, she'll cause her sarach to l'chila b'fnei bez and marsh. Pass in front of the bez. So what's the etza? The etza is, they would bring a bag of gedoyla, they put a large covering on the water, make a hole for the woman's head, and so they're not, they don't. They said, "What's the problem?" Says, "Once upon a time, the Eitzah Atzavar was very good because the water was dirty. Nowadays, we have clear water, so Atzavar doesn't help. You can still see her body. So the Eitzah was they put a covering over the water, put a hole in the middle. And she would stand. So all you would see was her head. You couldn't see it because it was an opaque covering. And she would go down in front of them. So that was what he passed in the noise. He says this was actually." There's a sefer called Nahar Mitzrayim, which was from Rabbeinu Rabban Ben Shimon, who was the head of the Bez in Mitzrayim before him a while back. He says I was knowing that minig. They changed it, not like the Rav had been knowing, right? And then when I came here, he says it wasn't that. They weren't doing that anymore. The Bez was standing outside, which he doesn't like. It was changed to people which are not good people. And I put it back to its original halacha of having the bezin inside. But I made it, he had it like, my contraption is better. Now, he may. I just want to read you this last piece over here. Just you hear the Ravad, you hear his frustration, okay? In the phrase, it's bracketed off in the left column. Come on, noshim modernim. There's some modern people. Shehem chachomim in them. They think they're very smart. She's not doing the zebachol tech, but they are against this. They said it's much nicer to have the bezin out. Ball b'tana shein zan noah v'hoygen l'chari bezin. You can't want that the bezin should be there when a woman's in the mikvah. It's not proper. So he makes a comment. What's okay by them, these people? Rak the Roife Poritz, the Roife, who is his personal life, he does who knows what. He can look at women when they're not clothed. That's okay. That doesn't bother them. They're not a life-threatening illness, you know, because they have something's bothering, you know. That's okay to go to the doctor, a male doctor. That they don't mind. But chas v'shalom, let a rabbi, you know, get near you. Mashiach el tivu chom tznuim, which their tznuah, that they can't allow. Zayis teres and mederim alolu, that's their terror. Hepech teresen akadosha shalechas ben b'din yichud lehepech ben k'sherim leprutzim. There's actually a loch in when it comes to yichud, that yichud two men with a woman is permitted, but if the men are known to be not moral, they're not very careful with their personal morals, two men is not permitted. But the person who's a tznua, it's mutter. So by us, we are more lenient with the tznua, and we're more machmir with the poritz. But them, they're more lenient with the poritz, and more machmir with the tznua. That's the Torah of the modernim, as he puts it, right? So he says it again on page 24. Well, the bezel lamed b'chol toikiv neged ha-makachim v'hamaderniim l'mineyim v'shem yishat ezer v'kodesh v'chol ha-lektomim v'hoyeshem v'hoyeshem im ha-shoifet v'l'tam ha-shur. We look at the saying it's wrong and they'll make a whole thing against you. Follow my approach. Don't change it. That's what you have to do. Then he says at the end, they brought a quote from Rishul Salant. Rishul Salant allowed. So what was the case? The case was that the mikvah was only allowed for women, It was under control of the Muslims. They wouldn't let the men near the mikveh. And they needed a tovel, right? And if a man came near, they would shoot him. So when we allow the Bezdin to this process to be a distance, come as close as allowed to come, and then here in the process, we'll be allowed over there. Shushul's not allowed. He says, that's the Shas at Chagodol, because you're talking about it was quite dangerous for the Bezdin to go any further. Now, he doesn't, Rishul did not say we can't do Geras because of it. He said, okay, he did allow it. He says, but obviously, to apply it anywhere else where, you know, because it's not Sneas, etc., you know, like Rosh says, the Rama didn't worry about Sneas. You know. So we only nowadays we're sensitive to the emotions of women. You know, we really care about women nowadays. If they didn't, that would be, Rama was a misogynist, you know, obviously. And that's what it sounds like. You know, if you think about it, that's what it's, so. Ramosha's Tshuva, I don't think, is not a basis for clout. Ramosha Klein, understanding notwithstanding. Ravad is very strong that's not an option. And the Dine Weiss is specific about it. Ramosha Shermach also does not allow it. Ray Fox in his Tshuva writes that he thinks that Shermach would understand that the situation we live in, he would be mad there. I suggest maybe, you know, he's alive. You can ask him what he thinks, you know, instead of just suggesting it without speaking to him. But it's very hard. So, you see that, you know, we're dealing with a Shulchan Aruch, dealing with a Rambam, dealing with, and we're changing, we're suggesting changing the whole procedure, where, you know, you have three of you're the biggest place of the previous generation, we're not willing to touch it. At best, we said it's definitely not an option. At worst, the time Weiss says maybe, and he says, I'm not going to do it with Maisa. Bidi Evan, maybe, right? Ramosha said it's not an option, and you know, very clearly, and Ravadi says it's not an option. I would think would be the proper understanding would be that not to touch it and to change it. Okay.